Ecce stor ostium et pulso. Si quis audiret vocem meam et apparuerit mihi januam, intrabo ad eum et cenabo cum illo, et ipse mecum. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man shall hear my voice and open to me the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Several days before the Nativity of our Blessed Savior, we sang an antiphon at Vespers. In the evening hours, as the natural light of day waned, but the spiritual light of our Savior's birth crested over our valley of tears. Our Savior and God we hailed as the key of David and the scepter of Israel. The antiphon reads, O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, thou that openest and no man shutteth, and shuttest, and no man openeth. Come and bring the prisoner forth from prison, and him that sitteth in darkness and in the shadow of death. Thus we sang in the closing days the great season of Advent. Advent, Adventus, means arrival, and on this glorious day arrived indeed our Savior has. His hour at long last is at hand. Adventus also referred to a joyous festival in the late Roman Empire in the Middle Ages. It celebrated the arrival of the emperor or king, who came not only to visit his people, but as a lord of legions, a lord of armies. He comes in strength, as our Lord does on this day, he, the mighty one, to deliver us. He has come to save us from our sorrow. Let us rejoice. But he has come to save us, let us mourn. For we are the cause of his sorrow. Like each of the sacred days of this holy week, today joy is wedded to sorrow, relief is tempered by contrition, but darkness is broken at last by light. Earlier during this holy mass, we witnessed the subdeacon bearing the cross of Christ like a scepter strike the door, the entrance of our church, three times, asking entrance into the church in the name of the King of Kings. As the doors flew open, we acclaimed our Lord in his triumphal entry into this holy temple. We should indeed be glad, we who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in want and in iron, as Psalm 106 says. Blind have we been to eternal truth. Justly have we been sentenced to die, we who have rejected life. Bound, yes, we are, in the hunger of spiritual famine, in the iron of the slavery of our passions. The symbol of the key, the symbol of the scepter, these two unite the royal and priestly power made one in our Lord Jesus Christ, priest of the order of Melchizedek and son of King David. He alone, the light that is the light of men, can enlighten our darkness. He alone can dissolve our bonds. He alone, the true bread of heaven, can nourish our spiritual famine. He alone is the key to our prison. He alone, the scepter of our strength. And yet he knocks. He does not force the doors of this temple. He does not force the doors of our heart. In the Apocalypse of St. John, Christ our King says to the church in Greek Philadelphia, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock, he says to each of us this morning. If you hear my voice and open to me the door, I will come in to you and will sup with you, and you with me. What other supper could that be than his very Eucharistic heart given to us as food? From nothing he drew forth the universe. He, the eternal word, could, as we heard during the Passion, his words to St. Peter on Monday, Thursday, he could with a single breath call down 12 legions of angels. He, the key of David, he, the scepter of Israel, he, the humble guest who knocks. He will not force the gate of our heart. He stands there, God of the universe, creator, redeemer. He waits and he knocks. Heaven and earth are suspended in these sacred hours, waiting for you. A torrent of grace is waiting to rush over you, flowing from the pierced side of the Lamb. But you hold the key in your hands. The door is barred from the inside. Will you open the temple of your heart to Christ our King? He has emptied himself, ex inanivit semet ipsum, St. Paul said in today's epistle. He has emptied himself, but not in vain, that you, being emptied by sin, might at last be fully filled by his divine life. If you will open that door this holy day, this holy week, Christ will secure it. He, the scepter of Israel, Isaiah had said, he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Open the path to him, therefore, by a good confession, by a recollected, attentive, and above all, charitable Holy Week. And as you close the door to the world, the flesh, and the devil, he will close the door to hell. And as you open the door to him, he will open his sacred side, his sacred heart to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.